The city of Homer is taking its first step toward a long-planned expansion of the city's deep water dock. Earlier this month, the Homer City Council chose to award R&M Consultants of Anchorage the contract for a study to evaluate the project's merits. KBBI's Quentin Chandler spoke with Port Director and Harbor Master Brian Hawkins about the planned expansion.
Homer has had a vision for an expanded deep water dock for about 10 years now. Harbor Master Brian Hawkins says Senator Lisa Murkowski pushed for and won funding from Congress for the expansion feasibility study back in 2006, only to see those funds tied up in governmental red tape. It took several years' work, but the funding is now back on the table. The purpose of the study is to justify the cost of expanding the dock through either a remodel or replacing it completely.
Our goals are to be able to bring containerized freight service into Homer, and a benefit from that would be to help lower shipping costs to and from Homer. There's also the benefit of adding jobs.
Hawkins expects once the dock's service capacity grows, there will be an increase in work available for longshoremen, storage, and warehouse employees. And the overall regional benefits are also extremely attractive. He says a past report from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers concluded Alaska's transportation system is somewhat vulnerable to disruption because of a reliance on one major shipping hub and a lack of backup facilities.
The major hub being the Port of Anchorage, and the fact that 95% of all goods travel through the Port of Anchorage, and then the need to build up facilities in these sub-hubs.
Those sub-hubs include places like Homer, Seward, Valdez, and Whittier.
We need to develop these smaller ports so that we have a backup plan and so that there's a less expensive way for product to be moved.
Hawkins says this early in the process, there's no way to know yet how long new construction for the deepwater dock would take or how much it would cost.
What would a new facility look like? How big? How heavy? How many new customers are we going to be looking at?
The city expects the consultants to take at least a year to find those answers. One thing is clear, though. Hawkins says it will be impossible for the city to pay for the new dock on its own, so city officials may look for federal, state, and private dollars if the expansion is approved.
The far-reaching benefits from having a facility like this are going to have to justify the expense of building it.
Hawkins says it's hard to predict where this project will go, but in light of Port and Harbor's growth in recent years and possible future developments like the state's planned natural gas pipeline, he thinks it's a safe bet we'll see strong demand for dock expansion in the future. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.